Welcome to Second Vision. How many of you have had a plan or a dream for your life that just didn't turn out the way you had hoped? Like the old Yiddish saying, man plans and God laughs? I know this to be true in my own life because I came to Hollywood with a dream of becoming an actress and a host. But things changed for me along the way. I discovered that I had a condition called retinitis pigmentosa that would take part of my eyesight. And through many years of loss, I discovered that I could still have perfect vision even with poor eyesight. And that's why I developed a system called Second Vision in order to help you take a new, fresh look at your life, no matter what your circumstances, whether it's a job loss, financial loss, a health issue, a disability, whatever obstacle or roadblock is in your way. Instead of standing there and banging your head against the wall and trying your same old plan that hasn't worked, you really need to take a new, fresh look and get the freedom and fulfillment that you so deserve. And this is why I created Second Vision. Hello, I'm Kristen McDonald, and thank you so much for tuning into our show. How many of you would like to have the tools to consciously create the life that you've always dreamed of? Author and entrepreneur Jackie Lappin says that it's possible in her new book, Practical Conscious Creation, Anchors, Law of Attraction, Manifesting Techniques and Tools and Practices into Daily Life. Her book offers help in the areas of health, romance, business, career, and much more. And this is all done by helping you to direct your own thoughts. And Jackie is a world leader in educating and mentoring people in this area. Her first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, was an Amazon bestseller and won multiple awards. And she's also multi-talented herself, having started as a successful sports writer and also working as a media relations expert with a client list and roster that leads like a who's who list. So I'm really thrilled to have her with us today. How are you, Jackie?
I'm great, Kristen. I'm so pleased to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. And I'm just so excited, having read a little bit of the background on your book. I can't wait to buy it.
Thank you.
Tell us why, you know, what sets this book apart from other books like The Secret?
Well, you know, really, you have to go back a step further. And it's really about conscious creation, which is consciously creating your life rather than letting life happen to you.
Right.
And so, you know, really, let me explain how this works. We are complete, totally energy, the molecules you see, but also our thoughts and our emotions. And those thoughts and emotions actually are waves of frequency, and they go out into the world, and they impact things, or they bring things back, you know, they attract things back into us. So if you're vibrating low-range emotions and frequencies, which are fear and anxiety and worry and frustration and distrust, then that's what you're going to bring back into your life. And what, you know, that means that your life is difficult, and you're having trouble with money, and you might have relationship issues, and you don't like your job, and all of those other kinds of things. And that's what I call driving the car with the brakes on. Now, if you're vibrating in the high range, which is love and compassion and joy and peace and trust, then you are vibrating at the level that the universe vibrates. And the universe vibrates at the level of love, the highest vibration. And if you're doing that, then you're being carried along by the universe almost as if you were being drafted in a race car or you have the wind in your sails. And all kinds of wonderful things happen. That's when life is easier. That's when you are finding that, all the synchronicities happen, the doors open. And when you are actually consciously creating what you would like to have happen in your life, you're aware of, you know, what the thoughts you're putting out, then, in fact, it happens much faster. You become a better, faster manifester. Now, let's extrapolate that. What this is really talking about is personal frequency management. We can go into more detail of managing your personal frequency. And one of the things that happened with The Secret is that when people tried to actually visualize, as they've seen in The Secret, for many it did not work because they were vibrating at the low range. If you're vibrating at the low range and you're actually putting out negative vibrations, then you're countermanding what it is that you're trying to achieve with your visualization.
Yes, and I've seen this happen with certain people who nothing against The Secret, because I thought it was a fabulous book, but I saw this happen with a particular friend of mine who was trying to follow some of the techniques in that book, and he didn't understand why it wasn't happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you just hit on something very important, because I think he was so dragged down by something in his life that he had, you know, he was disappointed over, that was causing a lot of negativity.
That's right.
And that was getting in the way as a roadblock.
And if you're vibrating in the high range, that is when things begin to manifest.
Yes. Now, I agree with you there, but how do we get people to the high range? I mean, it's all about energy, like you said, and thought, and I mean, that's a whole other issue, isn't it? But is that covered in your book? Getting people into that range?
Well, actually, a lot of that is actually covered in my first book, The Art of Conscious Creation, How You Could Transform the World. There are 25 guiding universal principles that each teaches you one specific aspect of raising your frequency.
For example?
Okay. Well, for example, the words that you express out into the world. If you are monitoring your words, you're going to be very careful about what you say, because what you think and what you say is what manifests. So if you're denigrating yourself, or if you're unkind to somebody else, or if you're at all discourteous, any of those kinds of things are actually going to lower your frequency.
It's like a boomerang. It's kind
exactly.
of like a mirror. The universe is a mirror.
Exactly. So, but there are lots of other things. It's judging yourself, judging other people. There are, you know, a guidance on various different aspects of how you live your life. There's just, like I say, there's 25 useful tools to do that. But there's also the sense that, you know, these are the long-time things, habits, that we call them energy habits, that you can change. But there's also some quick ways to change and shift your frequency. You know, just when you know, one of the things that happens to people is they have a bad morning, something happens, and then they spiral down. And when they spiral down, then everything else in the day just turns out badly. I mean, for example, I can guarantee you that if I've got a knot in my stomach and I'm upset about something, if I sit down at my computer, that's the day I have computer problems.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like I told you, my ride was cab service was over an hour late today, and I was just stressed getting here to do this interview with you. And I just set my intention that it was going to be great and that I'd be on time. And here we are.
Well, and that's it. That's it. You chose to have a good thought.
Yeah.
And to see a positive vision of how everything was going to, and you had trust that it would all work out.
Yeah, but it took time. I had to get myself into the mode to have a really good conversation with the driver and breathe deeply. I did deep breathing in the cab. And that really helps.
You know, and that's exactly it. We have the power to shift our thoughts and our emotions. Now, there are some fun things and quick things that you can do. If you're in one of those days and you just want to shift out of something, you know, into something more positive right away, well, you can put your mind back on some wonderful thing that you did, some place you traveled, something. Or you can do, for example, with me, I have 280 roses in my yard. So I will literally go out and smell the roses.
Oh, that's
whereas other people, you know, you might go out and exercise. You might go out in nature. You might play with your kids. You might play with your pets. You might play music. Do something that you love that shifts your energy almost instantaneously.
Yeah. Sometimes when I'm working at home and, you know, it's isolating, and you know this as a writer, and you really have to be very self-motivated, I flip on salsa music for a couple of minutes, just about 3 minutes, and it just elevates my spirits.
What a wonderful idea. That is a perfect, perfect idea. Yep. Yeah. But, you know, here's what's really, really important for people to understand. By choosing to change your frequency, by changing your thoughts, changing your emotions, and like I say, there are myriad ways to do that, you become aware that this is your responsibility, that you are responsible for everything that you experience in your life. And when you become aware and you begin to act on it, you are no longer a victim.
Yes.
When you realize that you are the ultimate responsibility for what you experience, and you can change that experience by changing your frequency, then you are no longer a victim.
So what are some of these tools and practices? What are the 7 steps that you cover in this latest book?
Well, here are the 7 steps to consciously creating your life. The first is what we were just saying: accept responsibility for your own life and begin taking charge. The second is access your current frequency vibrational level and recognize how you lower your frequency as you go about your daily life. You worry, you project, things into the future, you're in the past. You know, and assuming things are going to be the same, you're fearful. You're unwilling to take new steps. You know, figure out where all that is, and then the third step is begin the process of personal frequency management, taking the steps to raise your frequency, to not go back into that rabbit hole. The fourth step is decide what you would like to experience in your future with clarity, with intention. This is when you begin consciously creating your future, what you did on the way over. The fifth thing is commence the visualization process. Hold a vision. Be in that. It's like a mind movie where you're experiencing it exactly as you want to it unfold. And most importantly, feel the emotions of it. The emotions are the express mail to the cosmic post office. They're the silver bullet.
Yeah, it's like acting as if, right? It's really feeling it's as if it had already happened in your life.
That's right. But the universe responds to the emotional impetus. So that's what you want to combine the visuals and the emotion. The sixth step is to become an actionary. You want to take action. The universe, in Practical Conscious Creation, we have a chapter on commitment. The universe actually conspires to support you. It does. It's not, the world against you. The universe is actually conspiring to help you. But you have to take the first step. And there's this article where we talk about that, the action hero, the Indiana Jones, come to this gigantic chasm. You've seen these on movies. And there's no bridge across. And some wise and little creature comes along and says, take the first step.
Right.
And so he takes the first step, and then as one after another, the whole bridge appears, and he's over. So you may not know where you're going. You may not know exactly how to get there. But once you start taking action, the universe begins to put everything in alignment for you.
Oh, I'm in full agreement here. But it's interesting because often we think it's going to be a straight path, and it's always a left turn. You know, like Robert Anthony, one of the greatest metaphysicians, he wrote a wonderful book. Can't think of the title right now. I read it a long time ago. But he always says, put the intention out there, but don't expect it to come back the way you had maybe thought it would. But it may come back in a much better way.
Right. Well, and when I talk about consciously creating your life, and I have an exercise and a video exercise on my website, JackieLappin.com.
Mm-hmm.
There is, when you consciously create your life, or your day, when you consciously create your day, it may not turn out exactly the way you intend, but it'll sure turn out better than if you don't.
Yes. Now, do you do this on a daily basis? You wake up an hour ahead of time and you take time for visualization, meditation, and you're just consciously living this all the time, or you take time aside every day and do it?
Well, I do a little ritual. I don't spend the whole time on my day, but I just do a little ritual that I connect into the universe, mm-hmm. and get into the flow. And that helps my day go much, more positively, so that I'm sort of in concert and alignment. So that's one of the things. But the seventh step here is the one that leads into the new book, and it's incorporate practical conscious creation practices in everything you do. And that is basically taking the values and the principles behind law of attraction and conscious creation and incorporating them in everything you do. So essentially, when you're working, when you're faced with a task, then you begin to take, to look at things positively. You visualize a positive outcome. You expect everything to work out with itself. You stay in a positive frame. I mean, there's a whole bunch of things, and we can talk to those values when we get in, as we go along here. But when you're living those values on a day-to-day basis, making them your lifestyle, you become a better, faster manifester day by day, and it becomes automatic for you. It's not something where you have to think, oh, I'm going to consciously create my future today and then forget about it for another 6 weeks. Do as part of your everyday experience.
Sure, because it's a mental gymnasium. It's just when you exercise those muscles, it's just like going to the gym. They get stronger and better, and they're more open to that kind of thinking.
Exactly. And that's really what this book is. It's got 70 different articles.
Excuse me. Are these articles written by you, by other people?
No, they're written by me. And they were originally actually intended as part of my newsletter. But they came together so beautifully into a book where I could just categorize them according to what areas of interest they were, you know, like business or health or wealth and prosperity or, you know, or commitments, you know, decision making and commitments, wherever they fit. And so we basically assembled, and there's about another 60 or 70 little one individual tips that helps you become a practical conscious creator.
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Is the book on audio?
Not this one, unfortunately. Maybe in the future, but for this one, I don't have an audio component. However, the first one does.
Oh, good.
The Art of Conscious Creation and the 25 Guiding Universal Principles, that is on audio.
Great. Is that on audible.com?
I don't believe it is, but I know it's on Amazon.
On Amazon. Okay, terrific. Great. That'll be easy for me and some of our listeners who are visually impaired. So what led you to all of this, to writing these books? And, you know, your background's so interesting, starting as a sports writer. And, did you do a lot of research in this area?
Essentially, I started on my own personal journey and wanted to sort of know why I was doing some of the things that I did and how I could live a better and happier life. And so I started reading a lot of the literature in the field, and it became apparent to me that I was seeing this theme. Now, keep in mind, this is before the Secret came out, that there was this theme of energy that connected everything, and I began to see this pattern of changing your thought, and things would manifest differently. So I started sort of experiencing this in my own life, and I realized that there was really an important message that I needed to do, to consciously create your life rather than letting life happen to you. And so that's when the first book developed, and then I became very involved in the consciousness world, both as an author, speaker, coach. I work with people. But I also discovered that I could help these folks in the community I do a radio media tour where I offer authors to 2,000 radio shows that are interested in personal growth, and I have a bookmarking coaching service where I help people who with personal growth books figure out how to market their books, and most importantly, I've got a brand new website that's coming out called LifeWisdomNetwork.com.
Yes, you beat me to the punch. I wanted to ask you about it. It's like an online community, isn't it?
It is. It is the place where authors, speakers, and coaches, retailers, service providers, etc., will everybody who has a business that deals with mind, body, spirit will be able to connect with their next customers and clients worldwide, and a place where people who want to come and find those resources will be able to. And we will launch formally after the first of the year. Right now, you kind of go around, don't put anything in, but you can sort of explore. And we have a little place that if you put your name in, I'll get you a little email when we're ready to go with a video.
Yes, thank you. I'm very interested.
Thank you. So that's fun. So, you know, it moved my whole life and business into this. But for me, it's really about helping people to understand that they are empowered to change their lives.
Yes. Now,
this is what's exciting, and that's why practical conscious creation, you know, so much of this is really theoretical, and that's why I wanted to give people real tools and techniques to anchor to their lives.
Yes. And, you know, it's so exciting, too, to think you have that kind of power over your own life, because many people just kind of plod along and they just wait till life happens to them, you know, rather than creating something that they've really always dreamed of, you
right.
know, their own vision. So tell us, share, if you can, some stories, either for people you've coached or yourself, on how this is, you know, this has really worked in your life.
Well, let me tell you the fun little story. And then,
sure.
And then I want to share an exercise that I think is going to be really useful, too.
Great.
Because I have all these beautiful roses, I really wanted to share them with the community. And part of me wanted to really have my house on the local Westlake Garden Tour. But I didn't know anybody on the Westlake Garden Tour, so I sort of just put it out to the universe. I'd love to have this happen. And a lady walked by my house one day, and she said, "Gee, wouldn't you like to put your house on the Westlake Garden Tour?"
Right out of the blue.
And this stuff happens to me all the time.
Yeah, me too. I know. People ask me that, and it really is about attracting, you know, being a magnet sometimes for what you want.
Yeah, and so, you know, I mean, money walks in the door when I need it. You know, it's being in faith, living these values, shifting, you know, and I'm going to tell you, I don't start out my life. I'm not a glass half full person by nature.
Mm-hmm.
I have to train myself. I have to catch myself. I have to shift myself just like everybody out there listening on this show.
Did you have any huge obstacles yourself that you had to overcome?
Well, I think worry about money, feeling I have to be in control all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big one. And when I started to leave it to the universe and to release and say, you know, I know you're going to take care of it. You know, I'm going to get out of the worry state. Things just become so much more easy. And
yeah.
Things happen just the way I want them to happen, or not the way they want them, just how they're supposed to happen. And I allow, and that's one of the values that we talk about here, of allowing and not and accepting rather than actually trying to force something into a round hole, round peg. There's an article in Practical Conscious Creation called about expectation is the death of serenity. If, in fact, you have an expectation for something, you're bound to be disappointed.
Always. My brother used to tell me that all the time.
But if you go in accepting and finding joy in whatever does transpire,
mm-hmm.
you're way ahead of it.
Oh, absolutely. Now, just, you know, one of the topics I think mentioned in your background said that the book covers fear of change, you know, that
yep.
was one of the things. And that's a big one for people. Why do you think people are so afraid of change?
Because they don't know what's ahead.
The unknown.
Because it's out of their control.
Yeah.
This is exactly what we're talking about. If you, and one of the things that, you know, I talk about is allowing yourself to be transformative, to have courage and willing to change. That's the thing. It's being willing to change. Now, I too struggle with that. You know, technology is always a challenge for me. But I have to get myself into the frame of saying, okay, this is going to be okay. I'm going to learn it. Everything's going to be fine. And sure enough, 2 months later, I'm telling everybody, man, I don't know why I didn't do this before this.
Yeah, because something wonderful has probably come from it. And you, the growth comes from change.
Exactly.
You know, that's what people tend to forget, myself included at times. We have to propel ourselves forward all the time.
Exactly.
But it's scary. Change can be scary.
Well, and also when you're confronted with things that, you know, that you think are poor, you know, unhappy experiences or things that you don't like. One of the key things in this is shifting your perspective. And there is actually also an article here about how to look at things differently. There are like 20 different questions that you can ask. You know, what can I learn from this? Who can I serve better now that I know this? What is what can I do? How is it going to shift how I go forward in my life? What did I learn that's going to allow me to live more easily? I mean, you know, once you start looking at anything from a different perspective, from a more positive perspective, you take what would have bogged you down and lowered your energy, and you turn it into a valuable opportunity that raises your frequency.
Well, you've sold me. You know, we've wound down on time. You have to forgive me because we were running a few minutes behind this morning. I want to send people to your website, tell people how they can get your book.
Okay, they go to JackieLapin.com, LAPIN, but there's also a really cool thing called the Money Tree. So listen to the video and go get your Money Tree so that you can be ever abundant. It's a great little exercise. So that's one of the things. So they can go there and
the Money Tree is an exercise.
It's a fabulous exercise that helps you put you in the mind frame to always be ever abundant financially.
Oh, my engineer and I, Dick Burton, are looking at each other. We need to go hear that video right away.
And you can sign up to get your own visual that you can put up of your little money tree.
Oh, I love that. You mean you send the visuals out?
They can sign up to get it on as an autoresponder on the site.
Oh, that's so cool.
So they can either go to JackieLapin.com or PracticalConsciousCreation.com.
Okay, and your first book, as you said, Practical Creation.
The second book is Practical Conscious Creation. The first one is The Art of Conscious Creation. You can find them both on the website.
And the first one is on audio. I'm just telling some of our listeners.
Actually, it's also on that website. You can find it there on the website as well.
Terrific. I can't wait to read it. Jackie, you've been an incredible guest, and thank you for your patience this morning. You know, we're running a little bit behind. I so enjoyed the interview and so much good positive stuff here, everything that I'm really interested in and I know our listeners are. So I hope you have a blessed day and the best of luck with your tour, with the book, and I will let you know after I've read it.
Oh, darling, it's wonderful to be with you. Thank you so very much.
Oh, my pleasure. We will do it again.
All right.
You have a blessed day.
Take care.
And to everyone listening, you have been listening to Kristen McDonald with Second Vision and author, entrepreneur, business coach, speaker, Wonder Woman, Jackie Lapin, my wonderful friend and author of this great book, the art of conscious creation.
And practical conscious.
Practical conscious creation. Forgive me. Just a little bit stressed out this morning with my cab running an hour and a half late. So we're going to close now. Thank you so much for tuning in. And I hope all of you can create the dreams that you want with the tools that you heard about today. Have a blessed day. I'm Kristen McDonald for Second Vision.